Good morning. Welcome back. Oops, sorry. This is the I Am Sorry About Last Night podcast, part of the Social Podcast Network, www.socialpodcastnetwork.com. Check out all our podcasts, local podcasters podcasting locally. It's interesting. This podcast is also brought to you by The Nook. Amazing breakfast, lunch, and dinner located in Painter's Mill. Amazing place to have a nice breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Love their food, love their coffee. Great, great, great ownership. Check them out. Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is, what's today? Thursday the 5th. 2 days after the election. Still trying to, I don't know. I'm actually not that affected by it one way or the other. And I feel a little bit bad about that. I mean, I don't feel bad, but I question how come I'm not more passionate about this election. And, you know, it's always for me been about grace. That's what, you know, grace to me, and I don't even know what grace means. I do, but I don't. I couldn't, like, I don't know how, if I was going to explain it to you, I don't know how. The opposite of everything bad, right? Humility, patience, surrender, grace. And this, to me, this campaign, and I don't know if it's, you know, COVID or whatever it is, but the situations really had forced it to where it was. And I felt like there was some real opportunity for some people to choose to use some grace, and it wasn't, it never happened. And now we're kind of, I mean, I don't even know what the numbers are now, but it looks kind of like Biden's going to win, I guess. And, you know, the other person can't bow out gracefully. You know, it's going to be courts and hearings, and just, I guess he's going to go out the same way he came in, which is really, for me, very unfortunate. Part of me like Donald Trump, you know, I feel like there's some great things about him. Unfortunately, the bad parts about him really stand out. And, but for me, it's about, you know, moving on. It's time to move on. I was telling somebody, regardless of whoever wins this election, my day will not change. I will still wake up. I'll still have a cup of coffee. Go for a run if I can. Take my kids to school. Come down to work. Wear a mask. You know, wear a mask. Come to work, work my day, go home, pick up my kids if I have to, whatever it is my wife and I have scheduled, and I'll make dinner and we'll watch TV, and then we'll go to bed at 10:30 and we'll do it all over the next day. Nothing will change for me. And, you know, what that says to me is that I still have to show up. You know, I don't know why people put so much into another person to create happiness for them. And I might be off base on this. I don't know. I just feel, you know, I ran with a friend the other day. I talked about it a little bit on the election day. We ran at 6 a.m. and he was very, very upset. Very upset. And because it didn't look like the person that he was rooting for was going to win. This is at 6 a.m, the day after. And by the end of the day, it looked like the opposite was happening. So he wasted a lot of his morning being very upset. Almost got in a fight. We almost got in a fight over it. I haven't even called him to say, look, looks like your guy might end up winning. You know? Should something like that create tension between you and your friends? It is really bizarre. I've never, I mean, I love this country. I feel like I'm a patriot. I love to support this country. I got into a conversation about, you know, oh, well, now taxes are going to go up. Taxes, taxes, taxes are going up. And I was like, well, you know what? Honestly, in the last 4 years, my taxes have gone up more than they had gone up ever before. You know, the salon that I own usually broke out about even. Pay a little state. I used to get actually a little bit of money back. They say, you know, if you get money back, you're not managing your money right. You know, a perfect situation is that you break even, ideally. But if worse comes to worse, you owe. Because, and I heard this story when I was young, you want to hold your money, not let the government hold your money. I don't have any money. I don't really make that much money. We're poor. And unfortunately, that's how we're classified, really. Because we just don't make that much money. We don't really need that much money. We have a little house. We don't live a crazy life. I mean, you know, I make as much money as I can make. My wife makes as much money as she can make, and we put it together, and that's our money. It just isn't a huge amount, but it's good for us. But over the last 4 years, I've started to do adjustable, or I forget, you know, I have to pay quarterly now, because at the end of the year, you know, there's a chunk of money now I owe under this past administration. And I told my friend last night, I go, I don't mind paying taxes. I don't mind. We need to pay taxes. Honestly, we need better infrastructure. Roads are falling apart. Our bridges are falling down. Our buildings are falling down. It's old. We need to fix it. How are we going to fix it? Taxes. I appreciate what we have. I appreciate the curbs. I appreciate the roads. I appreciate the sidewalks, the trees, the electricity. I appreciate this awesome place that I live in. And if I have to pay for it to keep it this way, then I'm all about it. But that's where the, you know, the politics comes in, and you don't know where the money's going, and if there's a lot of fluff. Pork. What do they call it? Pork. Pork barrel. It's hard to understand what's going on. Quite honestly, I'm not very educated in this department, so a lot of the shit I say, I'm guessing. I do not really know. But I know about grace. And I was looking for it. You know, someone was saying that, you know, they talk about how they have to reach across the aisle. You know, we need to reach across the aisle as Americans. Each one of us has to reach across and just say, hey, good morning, how are you? We need to close this separation of people and become united. You know, if I go out to dinner and I'm like got my heart set on something, and I go and I show up and I sit down and I look at the menu and it's there and I'm excited, and then the waitress tells me, oh, we're out of that tonight. I don't fucking flip over my chair, kick the table over, storm out. I say, okay, well, I have my heart set on that, but maybe I can find something else. I have grace. I feel like that's what we need to start doing. It's coming together. One man can't save us. One man can ruin us. One man can ruin us, but one man cannot save us. We have to save ourselves. And I know for me, and I didn't have a lot of expectations in this election. I liked Obama. People say, oh, Obama was terrible. He ruined the country. Yeah, I don't know. I liked Obama. Yeah, maybe the affordable health care was annoying. I guess that was a problem. I don't know. When you are a guy like myself who owns a small business and doesn't receive insurance through my work, and you have to go out on the open market and find insurance, and with a back injury that I had in 99, and then to be told, yeah, we'll take you. We'll add you to, you know, we'll give you insurance, but we won't cover like anything that's pre-existing, like your back. There was a time that I was having a lot of anxiety, and I went to the doctor, and he's like, maybe you aren't getting enough sleep. I was like, okay, maybe that's the problem. And so he did a sleep test. You know, you go to this place and sleep there, and they test and see how you're sleeping. And then he checked my heart to see if I was having some heart issues, and I wasn't. But when I went to get insurance for the first time, when I opened my small business, they said, yeah, we'll insure you, but we're not going to cover anything that has to do with your heart or your back. I was like, wow. I'm like, okay, I guess. So I had insurance, but I couldn't do anything for my back or my heart. And I didn't even have a heart problem. They tested my heart because of a sleep problem. But since they tested it, it now was an existing condition. And I'm like, well, that's really lame. And I remember talking to my dad about it. And I'm like, you know, and my dad, most people don't experience this. My dad being in the military, he never experienced the struggle of health care. Because he always had it through the military. He had great health care. He said, well, why don't you write your congressman? Oh, fuck that. I'm not writing anybody. It's just bullshit. Whatever. And then Obama, you know, made the affordable health care, and all of a sudden I had insurance that could do something for my back. The problem was there wasn't really anything I could do for my back. It was an injury. The only thing I could do would take pain pills. I had no interest in that. So I didn't do anything with my back. But that was that was kind of cool, you know, to finally have insurance again. I have just been, the last 4 years has been just a mess for our government, I feel. As a citizen watching it, to me, it's a mess. It's embarrassing. You know, I talked to people in India. I've talked to, I talked to people all over the place, you know, podcasting, and I hear it all the time. You know, people think that Americans are kind of a joke. We're spoiled. You know, how good do we have it? I don't know. I'm not very political. I just know that that's kind of what's on my mind today. Got up this morning for a nice run. It's beautiful out. Just an amazing fall. I don't know. I don't think we're in winter yet. Just an amazing fall morning, a little fog. Cool, but warming. Just out there enjoying nature. You know, I hope we can start moving forward. I hope we can start healing. I hope we can start getting better. You know, I was telling somebody, you know, I liked Pence. I thought he was really great. I said, if the Republicans want to, you know, bring somebody against Biden for the next one, bring it, you know? If we could have an honest couple of groups fighting for the presidency, that'd be great. With grace. You know, I mean, what is the point of a president? To help this country move forward, not to divide it, not to split it. And we're already a country that's injured or hurt. I don't know. I'm not sure. I had a song, and I forgot to play it. That's right. Let's take a look at today. What am I looking for here? Let's look at today. Daily reflections. What could it be today? I bet it, without even looking, I bet it has something to do with surrender and grace. Let's check. All right, here we go. How's everybody else feeling on this great day? Are you wrapped up in it? Is it consuming you? Here we go. November the 5th. The quality of faith. This has to do with the quality of faith. In no deep or meaningful sense had we ever taken stock of ourselves. We had not even prayed rightly. We had always said, "Grant me my wishes," instead of, "Thy will be done." I love that. It's always about the attempt, not about the outcome, for me. All right. God does not grant me, excuse me, God does not grant me material possessions, take away my suffering, or spare me from disasters, but he does not give me good life, the ability to cope, and peace of mind. I fucked that up. Here he goes. He does not give me good life, the ability to cope, and peace of mind. My prayers are simple. First, they express my gratitude for the good things in my life, regardless of how hard I have to search for them. And second, I ask only for the strength and the wisdom to do his will. He answers with solutions to my problems, sustaining my ability to live through daily frustrations with a serenity I did not believe existed, and with the strength to practice these principles of AA in all my everyday affairs. Well, there it is right there. You know, it's a choice for me today. I choose how I want to feel. I choose how I want my day to go. I choose. And it is interesting when I get caught up in something. Maybe the election wasn't, you know, didn't consume me, but there's other things. And I have to, you know, I have to take a look at it and find out what part of it I'm making about myself. And I have to look at it, and then I have to make changes. And I can do that anytime throughout the day. Living my life rightly. I've shared hundreds of times how I used to pray. And how I pray today. And, you know, and I think I said this yesterday. Then when the doctor and I ran on, I guess it was yesterday morning, we got to the bridge and we said the serenity prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. I've talked about it before, and I'll say it again, that there's a show on Apple TV called Ted Lasso. It's such a fucking good show. And he talks about being curious. Be curious today. Learn something about somebody that you didn't know. Push yourself out a little farther, something that you weren't expecting or something that you thought that you might not be able to do. Try it. Be curious. Check out the world and learn about it. I hope everybody's having a great day. I know I'm absolutely having a great day. I'm very blessed today. And we will talk to you tomorrow.
Still unhappy, then you know that the problem is you, and it's it's true that I stole your lighter. And it's also true that I lost the map. But when you said that I wasn't worth talking to, I had to take your word on that. But if you'd known how that would sound to me, you would have taken it back and boxed it up and buried it in the ground. Boxed it up and buried it in the ground. Boxed it up and buried it in the ground. Burned it up and thrown it away.
I think that, you know, I think today is the day for me to start healing and being there for people that want to start healing. You know, regardless of who becomes our president, it's time for us to get behind them and let's get this country back together. And the country is a big picture. Let's get our communities back together. Let's get our friendships back together. Let's get our families back together. Let's get our businesses back together. And that's not just, hey, I'm here, let's get back together. But I have to lower my expectations maybe a little. We all have to give and take a little to come together. You know, if it's what you want, you'll do everything that you have to make it happen. If it's not something you want, the task becomes very hard and the ability to give up on it becomes very easy. But it starts with us, one person at a time. And if you believe that the president is going to make your life better, I think it's time that we start taking a look at our lives. How can I be more accountable to my life being better? The first step I took was getting sober. I'll never forget being the first week of being sober, and I'm like, wow, I am available for anything now. I was talking to someone this morning that's been struggling a little bit, and they've been hanging out with a group of people that are in that same kind of boat, and it's they're just a bunch of demons. I said, you got to get away from that shit, and you got to get away from those people. They're like zombies. And the only thing that sends a zombie running is the smell of sobriety. They hate it. It's like the light. You want to get drinking people out of your life? Don't drink. It makes them look at themselves. They don't like it. They run. But the opportunities that open up when you put down that drug or that drink are amazing. How many things can you not do now if you're struggling with a disease, addiction? What do you have to, like, if you had a list every morning, you say, well, I'm not going to be able to do that. I'm not going to be able to see that person. I'm not going to be able to hang with that group. I mean, what is it that you are losing out on a daily basis because of the choices that we make? All the way up to the presidency. There are some people that are so affected that they will lose friendships. They will leave groups of friends over this. Over this. You know, someone was saying, well, we're headed towards a civil war. This guy's like, yeah, I don't think so. The problem with Americans is that we're like, oh, civil war. Let's have a civil war. Oh, wait a minute. What's on Netflix? We love to be patriotic. We love this country. I love it. Are you going to put a musket on a fence pole? Can you? Have you left yourself in a condition that allows you to be part of a civil war? Does everything in this life have to be amazing? You know, that's why they made Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. so we can enjoy Saturday and Sunday. There's some shit sides to our day. There's some shit sides to our world. But if everything is going our way or everything's going my way, I'm not looking at anything I need to look at or change. But when everything's not going my way, that's when I decide to start taking a look at myself. What can I make better? What can I do? Can you do that? I think we can. Don't talk about the election anymore. It's over. Try. Here we go. What do you think of the election? Today is Thursday. The election's over. What can we do to be better Americans? You know, in sobriety, you know, whether it's, you know, opening a meeting, making coffee, answering a phone, carrying a pager. Our job, once we get sober, is to be there for the next person. You know why? It's inconvenient. It's not what self wants. Self would rather get sober and then not have to go to a meeting. But it's what we have to do. We need to start acting like that with our friends and our people that aren't, you know, it isn't about sobriety. It's about staying humble, being inconvenient, being there for the next person. And maybe it's not a person in the program. Maybe it's our neighbor. You know, when I got in an argument with my buddy yesterday, I could have fucking really had, I could have chosen to go the graceless route and really gotten into it. And if I would have done anything, maybe just point out, you know, why are you so affected? You know, like really just go after it. And I said, you know what? I think today it's more important that we just stay in the moment. Stay on our square. Take care of us. And if we can be of service to somebody, then try to do that. But fighting, negative opinions aren't helping anything. And it's time that we start helping. I hope everyone has a great day. I appreciate you giving me the time. We're getting a lot of people listening to this podcast, and that's kind of, it's good. I appreciate it. Thank you. You can reach out on the Instagram. I'm sorry about last night, Instagram page. I don't do a lot with it. Not much to do. I posted some pictures of my run this morning. Go check it out. If you want to reach out, send me a note. I'd love to talk about it. And, man, just, you know, try to stand rightly. You know, try to be graceful today. And one day at a time, maybe we can start to come back together and start to work and build this country and go through some healing. And that would be amazing. Peace.
And you put in my hands a loaded gun and then told me not to fire it. When you did the things you said were up to me and then accused me of trying to fuck it up. But you've never been a waste of my time. It's never been a drag. So take a deep breath and count back from 10 and maybe you'll be alright. And the license said you had to stick around until I was dead. But if you're tired of looking at my face, I guess I already am. But you've never been a waste of my time. It's never been a drag. So take a deep breath and count back from 10.